Hey there, this is Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show, and this is on the Home Business Radio Network. I hope you are having a fantastic day. I am here yet again reporting to you from a hotel in Chandler, Arizona. I actually am going to a two-day mastermind event here in Chandler, and I'm going to be working with some awesome, awesome marketers. And guess what? When I learn something, you benefit. So today, I want to talk about a pretty cool topic that, you know, I've never seen anyone teach it the way that I talk about it. And, you know, first, before I get into the topic, actually, the topic is offline attraction marketing. Offline attraction marketing. What is the number one complaint or the number one, problem, issue, obstacle that new network marketers run into is, who do I talk to? How do I get leads? How do I talk to people? Where do I find the people that are joining my business, right? And that's a very common issue with many, many people. They just, you know, maybe they've exhausted their warm market, but I kind of say that tongue in cheek because most of the times, most of us have not actually exercised and really worn out our warm market. We just stopped desiring to call them again, right? And so offline attraction marketing, let me tell you where I kind of got the inspiration to bring this topic to you today. Well, you know, here I am in Arizona, and I put on my Facebook, facebook.com/ Ray Higdon page. I put on my Facebook, hey guys, I'm in Arizona. If you're on this page and you'd like to meet up, let me know. I'd be happy to spend some time with you. And so a few people reached out. A couple people came up, had a beer with me. And another gentleman, he reached out to me and contacted me. And he came and we did an interview together. And he asked some really, really good questions. And, you know, one of the things that kind of led me to talking to him about offline attraction marketing. And first of all, what is attraction marketing? Well, attraction marketing is a lot of people use it to define online, like internet ways of getting leads and traffic. Well, take that same, and basically it's where you get people coming to you because of your value. You are representing value. And value here, all I'm meaning is value is the ability to solve the problems of your target prospect. Okay? And so offline attraction marketing, obviously, is taking that same approach, but doing it offline. Now, people have been doing offline attraction marketing forever, but I just haven't heard it really described in this manner. So offline attraction marketing, let's say that I land in a city and I need to get leads for my business and I, you know, want to do it offline, right? You know, and by the way, is there merit to getting offline leads versus online? The reason I actually prefer, I love offline events, offline leads, is there's more of a personal connection. You can build a community a little bit easier. And if you run an event and someone offline attends that event, that's in my opinion, a better prospect. A prospect that actually got off their couch, stopped playing Farmville, and actually went to an event. And so let me describe to you offline attraction marketing and what that would look like for you. So first of all, identify a target prospect. And in our example, let's say realtors, okay? Let's say it's realtors. And we want to attract more realtors into our business. Well, what's the standard way to contact realtors? Well, you drive down the street, you see a sign, you call it, right? And this is a method that, you know, probably the perfect person to learn from in that regard is my good friend Todd Falcone. He teaches that method. It's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that method. That is active prospecting. And I'll always suggest active prospecting over passive marketing. What I'm sharing with you is a little bit more of passive marketing, but it's very powerful. And I'm going to share with you how to utilize it to its fullest. And so if I landed in a city and I wanted to get realtors as prospects, there's a few different things that I could do. There's a few traditional things. I could call the signs. I could attend real estate events, okay, attend a real estate event, network, get business cards, call them back. I could maybe go to the board of realtors, get a directory, might be a little bit faster, right? I actually prefer the sign method because that'll tell you who's actually active, whereas a lot of people will be registered with the board and they're not active, okay? But here's a way to attract them to you. Well, what do realtors want to learn? Probably the same thing you do. How to get leads, right? How to get leads, how to market properties, how to close more sales, how to make more money. Well, there's a lot of things that with very, very basic research, you could actually help them do that. And so if I wanted, let's say I land in the city, I want to attract some realtors, I could do an event. I could find a restaurant and say to them, hey, I would like to run an event and, you know, I'm going to have, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15 people here. Do you have a back room? Typically, and ask them, you know, what's your slowest day? Typically, they'll let you have that back room at no charge. Now, you know, this is going to depend on your city, clearly. It's going to depend on if it's season or not, if it's a busy restaurant or not. But a lot of times, let me just say this. I've probably done this 100 times. Okay, I've probably done 100 times and didn't pay a room fee. All right? So what do you do after that? Well, you define. It's realtors that we want. So what is it that they want? See, that's marketing. People think marketing is selling products. It's not. It's solving problems, offering solutions. And so what is it they want? Maybe they want to know how to use that new website called Pinterest. Okay? So follow me here. So what if I put together an event that says how realtors in Chandler, Arizona can use Pinterest to get more sales? Now, is that an attractive event? Is that a good title? Absolutely. Why? Why is that? Well, number one, it's very specific. I didn't say how realtors can. I said how realtors in Chandler, Arizona can. Okay, so it's very specific. And number two, I mentioned something hot, Pinterest. Pinterest is a photo sharing type social media service that's new, that's got like 10 million users or probably 20 million by the time I finish this recording. And it's hot, but so few people know how to use it. Well, with just a tiny bit of research, you can go online, how to use Pinterest, and you can know more than 99% of the realtors out there. So let's follow it through. So you're going to market this event. Okay, this is offline attraction marketing. You're going to have to do some marketing. You're going to throw it on Craigslist. Craigslist is free. Now, in Craigslist, are you saying, you know, I'm going to teach you realtors and then I'm going to pitch you an MLM? No, you're not doing that. All right, we're focused on getting as many realtors in the room as possible. In the beginning, it's quite possible you won't get a whole bunch. But even if you get 5, what if you got 5 people a week to come and come and talk to you and you build a relationship with them? How powerful would that be? That'd be pretty awesome. You do that every week, 20 a month, 20 a month coming to you because you represent value. That's powerful. Now, the chances are if you do these and you're actually decent at it, you know, and you really bring the value, you're going to have people tripping over themselves to try to contact you. Okay? So follow me here. All right. So we take this event. We're going to put it on Craigslist for free. We're going to put it on Facebook for free. Facebook, you can do events. You're going to tell, realtors, you know, you're going to share it in maybe realtors group. I would go on Facebook.com and I would look to see if there's any groups, any networking groups on Facebook specifically for Chandler, Arizona realtors. And again, I'm using that city as an example. And then if there are, then I would go into there and say, hey, realtors, I'm running this event. It's a free event. You can attend. I'm going to show you exactly how to use Pinterest for your business. Post that link in there, see who RSVPs, see who comes, etc. Okay? And then at the event, I'm going to give you 2 options. So first of all, if it's a lunch event, which I would suggest, a lot of professionals are busy. They may not want to come to a networking event if they don't know you late at night. But everyone takes lunch. Why not come and hang out and learn something? Now, you're not paying for the lunch. I wouldn't suggest against that. The reason that I'm setting everything up for you here as low overhead as possible is then more of you and your team can do it, right? And so offline traction marketing, you're doing that. You're going to show them Pinterest. So for the first, you got 2 options here. Number one, you could do 45 minutes of content. And I'll tell you, you know, you may think, oh my God, how the heck am I going to talk about Pinterest? You can show examples. You can show examples. You can kind of regurgitate some of the training that you found online. You can ask questions, okay? It's going to take, when you do a lunch, and trust me, I've done hundreds of these, actually. When you do a lunch, it's going to take a good 15 minutes before you even get started. So you're actually probably going to do about 30 minutes of you know, information. Now, at the end, you're going to ask them, did you get value out of this? Did you get value out of this event? And they're going to feel good. And you say, cool, we'll go and use this information. And by the way, if any of you are looking for a side project that wouldn't interfere with real estate, you know, come chat with me. I'd love to talk to you further and show you exactly what I do to generate additional income. Now, think about that. Think about the power of that. If you have built value, if you have built trust and value in those realtors, do you think they'd at least be a little bit more open to talking to you about what else you're doing? Very powerful. Very powerful. Now, if you want to know the full marketer way to do this, okay, I actually have a 1 hour, I think it's about a 1 hour, maybe a little bit longer, 1 hour video on offline attraction marketing. You can go to google.com, type in Ray Higdon offline attraction marketing, watch that YouTube video. It's free. And by the way, give you a couple more tips here. This event, if you do any kind of online marketing, okay, you can record it. Sheer value, you can record it, how realtors can use Pinterest, right? You can record it on audio, you record it on video, right? Very powerful. Now you have a piece of content. You can actually use that to market your next event. And here we're really going down the rabbit hole, aren't we? Right? We're getting a little advanced here, but I think you can handle it. And maybe it'll drum up some ideas that you may have, you know, because could you do the same thing with financial planners? Could you do the same thing with mortgage brokers? Could you do the same thing with, you know, any occupation? Of course you could. You know, how to find, how to get more clients for your dog training service, right? And you can actually show them some social media ways to connect with people and share pictures of dogs on Pinterest, right? And I'm picking on Pinterest just because it's hot. Not that it has to be anything like that. It could be Facebook. You know, how realtors can find more clients using Facebook. See, that's also hot. People love to hear that kind of stuff, especially realtors. You know, realtors, their entire job is marketing. You know, just like us, just like network marketing. You know, they need to market. They need to get leads. They need to get prospects. They need to get people in the door. And they have a lack of training in that regard. I know because a lot of my very close friends are realtors. And I used to be a real estate investor and I work with a bunch of realtors. Most of them, they don't know how to properly market. And so you don't have to be a marketing expert, okay? You don't have to be a marketing expert. You just got to know more than they do, right? And that's not that difficult for most realtors. Okay, but that's actually true for most occupations because most people, they know their craft, they know their the nitty-gritty of their job, but they don't understand how to market it. That is most small business owners, that's most entrepreneurs, that's most people you'll ever run into. So you can use the power of offline attraction marketing to attract any kind of client you ever want. It's just be specific. Be specific with exactly who it is you would love to have in your business. And then look at this. Say, what is a problem they're trying to solve that I can go quickly learn and know more than them? Not be an expert, but know more than them. So I hope you found this valuable. This is Ray Higdon of the Ray Higdon Radio Show. Be sure to check us out, the Home Business Radio Network. We have so many different powerful speakers. Enjoy your day. I look forward to perhaps meeting you at an event, hanging out, or maybe I'll come to your offline attraction marketing seminar. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.